It's Monday, the 29th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. President Nangolo Mbumba will host King Philip of Belgium on a five-day visit starting on Monday. The Namibia Press Agency reports that King Philip will hold bilateral talks with President Mbumba at State House on Tuesday. He will also lay a wreath at Heroes Acre and visit Hope Initiative Southern Africa in Okuriangava, where he will partake in a financial literacy and economic empowerment session. The National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia has signed a farm-out agreement with Chevron Namibia Exploration Limited, a subsidiary of Chevron Global Energy Inc. This agreement will see CNEL acquire an 80% operating working interest in Petroleum Exploration License 82 that's located in the Walvis Basin offshore Namibia. Here's NAMCO spokesperson Paulo Quello.
Under the terms of this agreement, NAMCO and Custos Energy will each retain a 10% carried interest. This strategic partnership with Chevron and Custos allows us to attract more reputable international operators such as Chevron, who have the financial capacity and technical expertise capable of safely drilling a deep water offshore well to unlock Namibia's hydrocarbon prospectivity in underexplored areas such as the prolific Walvis Basin.
South Africa's magistrates are threatening to go on strike over the pay gap. The Judicial Officers Association of SA says its members want the state to close the pay gap between magistrates and judges. Neelan Karikan told Newsroom Africa that magistrates have been neglected.
The magistracy is the largest component of the judiciary. That's doing at least 95% of all judicial work. And when it comes to our role, our duties and our responsibilities, we have increased jurisdiction exponentially. We have role players that are currently in our courts that include the prosecutors. And remember, the prosecutors are actually engaged in about 45% of all legal work, because they don't actually do civil work as compared to the magistrates. And the magistrates, unfortunately, are faced with a situation that their interests are not being catered for in any fashion. And this has been happening for more than a decade.
Tensions have risen in Togo as parliamentary and regional elections are underway amid controversy over a new constitution extending President Faure Gnassingbé's term. The BBC reports that opposition parties have accused government of using the reform to extend Gnassingbé's family's 57-year rule, allowing him to potentially stay in power until 2031. And finally, this week is World Immunization Week, with this year celebrating 50 years of the expanded program on immunization. The World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says they are calling on world leaders to advocate, support and fund vaccines and the immunization programs.
With new vaccines against malaria and cervical cancer, we can save more lives than ever. And yet, millions of children are missing out on vaccines due to disruptions from the COVID-19 pandemic, conflict, and other crises.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.